A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. This is not an issue about hygiene, though it's crucial to observe the personal hygiene. This is not what Jesus is talking about. He is reminding you and me that at times we are short-sighted and we concentrate on what does not bring life, peace and love among people, but the set rules and regulations. Jesus looks at the heart. We are challenged to know the real person. How often have we dismissed people or embraced them, judged them on the basis of outward appearance and what has been spread by gossip mongers? There is need for introspection. The heart could be polluted as well by malice and evil plots. And Jesus is saying, we need to be clean through and through. Almsgiving is also good, but Jesus is asking us to take stock of the heart and the motives behind the invitation and what we give. Perhaps today we are called to take stock of what guides our faith. Is it law, love, or mercy? And not to be happy and content to be acknowledged publicly for what we are not privately. May Saint Kenneth, who knew how to make the best of a difficult situation, intercede for us on his feast day.